Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You like that, or is that silly?
Thursday.
Find a button here. There's a button. I'm pushing a button. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. 7 after the hour on the Good Day program as we start another hour of good conversation on the 25th of January. The Dugger, along with Jay Bird, Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner, brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. You can get insurance. Yes, you. All of you. One of you, two of you, three of you, four. All of you can get insurance for your motorcycle. You got one. Boats, you got one. Cars, RVs. If you want protection on the road, and who doesn't? Who's silly enough to not want to have insurance on their car, for example, or motorcycle? If you want to not be silly, then see how much you can save. This is a smart move. 800-PROGRESSIVE or... Progressive.com. Got it? That's where we'd be. The world without .coms. Where would we be without that? Reliable. We're reliable, and that stuff is reliable. That's what we kind of like in our lives, reliability, right? We like to count on things. For example, Jay is very reliable. I can count on her to do certain things every single day that she does well, and that helps us to have a cohesive, coherent program, right? And so if you have that in your life, can you count on the people that you love? Can you count on the people that you work with? Can you count on your pets? That's one thing. You can always count on your dog, man. If you can't count on anybody else, anything else, you can count on your dog. Mm-hmm. And here's somebody, right? Yeah. All right, let's do some people news, people in the news. Matt Gaetz. Ah, yes. The token troublemaker for the Republicans. Apparently, he's been found out again, escalating ethics probe. And so now, or should we have a more, wait a minute, hold on a second.
Wah, wah.
Wait a minute, is that the right one? Oh, no, that's not the right one. All right, anyway, I think you get my drift.
He's going to get the Santos.
I love that you have
Santos
so many gizmos and gadgets that you can grab one and it's the wrong one. And you're like, oh, no, that's not the right one, because you have that many.
I have not all those. Here, wait a minute. That's better, right?
Yes.
He is a jerk. And apparently always has been a jerk and probably always will be a jerk. So the House Ethics Committee, remember, this is a the House Ethics Committee is run by the Republicans. So the Republicans go after one of their own, and they went after Santos. So they went after Gaetz. So can the Republicans... would they be vulnerable to the Democrats saying, "Ah, look at those Republicans, how unethical they are"? I don't think that that's necessarily the case. I think there have been, over the years, though, I think there have been, I can remember back to when I was doing a much more political program, how there was always a Republican who was getting caught with a woman that he wasn't supposed to be with. Right, or in some compromising situation that always had to do with sex.
Feels more of a politician thing than a specific party thing.
Yeah, right. But there have been more Republicans over the years. If you chase that, if you want to go into your Mr. Googlebot there and see, that's really not the point of the conversation. Gaetz is just an embarrassment to himself. How'd you? I don't know. I don't think he's married, but how'd you like to be one of his children, or be his mother or father? They are. I have my Thursday morning, whatever, stuff in my throat. This committee is reexamining allegations. The division. Remember, he's the one who got rid of McCarthy. And now they're all thinking, maybe we shouldn't have gotten rid of McCarthy. Yeah, that stuff. And I don't know where he is when it comes to Trump. I'm guessing he's probably a Trumper, right? Is he? You know, I'm not sure about.
I don't know.
I think he is. All right, so anyhow, do I want to spend a lot of time on this? No. But the 17-year-old that he paid to travel with him, that certainly is something being investigated. There are other things that have to do with sex trafficking allegations. I should save that for later on when we have that as a focus. All right, some other people in the news. Kate Middleton, she's having surgery. But according to the people who were taking care of her, she had abdominal surgery. They have confidence. She's resilient. It sounded kind of serious, though.
Yeah, some people that are close to her said that. It seems a little bit more serious. It sounds a little bit serious just based on the time for recovery. She has to spend, I think nearly a week, a little over a week or 2 weeks in the hospital, and then more weeks outside of the hospital. And this wasn't just some emergency surgery. This was a planned surgery of sorts, but nobody's
talking about what it really is.
The reality of that, that's a private situation. It's not their news to tell.
I'm just thinking about my older sister when she was in her 40s had a cyst that was the size of a grapefruit. It was not cancerous. It was removed, and it took her couple of weeks to even be able to walk again. And that kind of surgery you wonder what the heck caused
it. Well, especially based on the location. Yeah.
Right. It was in her uterus. That's abdominal, right?
Yeah. When I was a teen, I had an ovarian cyst and an appendectomy at the same time of the same surgery. Yeah, and I was sent home the following day.
Wow. You're a big, tough guy. Yeah.
They kicked me out. Okay, now just go recover at home. Same with my C-section with Mac. He was born on a Thursday. I was home by Saturday late morning.
You know, speaking of that, there are some real problems in hospitals around the country. A couple of issues. One of them is blood. Please, if you can, give some blood. I'm going to go give blood today, as a matter of fact. The blood shortage is a big problem. And also, the number of beds. For example, one of the most famous hospitals in the world is here in Boston, Mass General. They have no beds, zero beds. And one of the problems with that, and I wonder if it's happening, you have the Cleveland Clinic there. You have a lot of good medicine. A friend of mine is bringing your husband to the Mayo Clinic this next week. And there are places, those are probably the two best known, other than maybe in Los Angeles, Cedar Sinai, and they're good hospitals, but they're all filled up. And the reason for that, in part, is that the regional or local hospitals, for example, my hometown of Framingham, where the Framingham Heart Study started at Framingham Union Hospital, the Framingham Union Hospital is run by Tenet Healthcare, which apparently, according to doctors that I know, is the worst of all of these nationwide owners of hospitals. So they keep cutting services, they keep cutting pay, the nurses went on strike, they're unionizing at this hospital, but they keep turning people away at these hospitals, so they send them into Boston, so the hospitals are all getting filled up. What do you think of that? Is that going on in Cleveland?
The last time I had a family member hospitalized, it was more of an emergency room situation where before they could get into a room at the ER, they still had the beds lined up and everything. Mm. And then once it was moving, they were moving into the main part of the hospital. I think they had to wait nearly a day and a half before they could get a bed. But other than that, I haven't experienced anybody waiting a significant a long time, but I feel like around here there is a hospital on every corner.
Really?
It's like there's a hospital within a 2 mile radius. Cleveland Clinic has so many. They have the main campus downtown,
branches.
And they have so many other branches. You have university hospitals. You have there are so many. It's like Starbucks here.
Well,
there's one on every corner.
The situation that we have going on here is again, tenant is the bad guy, and the emergency room, for example, there was a hearing before the city council the other night that basically brought the management of the hospital in. The nurses came in. It was an hour and a half listening to people complain about services. One person waited. He came. He had a I'm forgetting now. Let me think. What was the issue? There was some kind of an issue with his, he had pneumonia or something. And he came into the hospital coughing, and they put him in a chair. And they set him in a chair 3 hours before anybody looked at him. They put him on a gurney, and they took his temperature and blood pressure another 3 hours. Now, this is in the middle of the night before anybody looked at him. There was one nurse on duty for a 500-bed hospital. Can you imagine that? In the ER. And then they didn't have a room, you know. They didn't have a room for him, so he stayed in the his gurney out in the corridor all night long before they managed to investigate. There was a doctor on duty that gave him some prescription. His insurance was charged $29,000 for that experience. So, what do you expect people are going to say or think about this? Sort of. I mean, this is no way to run a railroad, that's for sure. And I bet you many people listening to the program right now can come up with a similar story, something like that. All right, other people in the news, Noah Rausch and Gatonia Bryant, two people, murder suspects, escaping from a jail in Arkansas. Wow. They have escaped. And they're being, obviously the sheriff's after him, but there's a burglary attached, and there's also a homicide attached to it. So imagine the people like charged with stuff like this, how are they so unwatched or unprotected? It's another thing like the hospitals, the policing is so lacking. Wow. All right, we have a lot of wows here today.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Progressive asks, what do a late night pizza craving?
Pizza place. Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence having come?
Uh-oh.
It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Say, you call that music? Well, it's a variation on a theme, right? Music. Ozzy Osbourne, in fact, is in the focus here as we dig into some celebrity gossip news from social media. Ozzy is in the top 10 today because he's talking about a very famous, actually talking about two very famous people, and he uses their name. One is contemporary and one was around a long time ago, but he uses their names together in the same sentence. Does that intrigue you? All right, so instead of more music from Black Sabbath, as we heard Ozzy Osbourne there, we are going to play the music of the person he was fascinated to meet. Starstruck, in fact. Doesn't that intrigue you? Okay, hold on. Don't hold your breath, because it'll be 60 seconds before you find out who he is in awe of. Is that a good sentence? I ended it in a preposition. The person with whom he is in awe. How's that? That's better.
There you go.
Stan, I knew you'd like that. Okay, hold on.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Alright, you get it now, right? This is kind of interesting. He said, Ozzy Osbourne said that he was in shock The first time he met Paul McCarty. McCarty, good Doug.
That's his nickname to his bud.
Yeah. McCartney? So I was in awe when I met Paul McCartney, but I didn't feel like I was meeting Jesus Christ. Osborne says meeting Paul McCartney was like meeting Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I don't know how he knows. Well, maybe he, in a past life, was a member of who he could have been. Ozzy Osbourne could have been one of the 12 disciples, right? Who knows? So then he talks about how nice he is. I would say that as well. And when Ozzy got a Grammy, he followed up with a congratulations. That is McCartney did, and that was
yeah.
Special. Yeah. And then
cool.
His wife, mm-hmm. Sharon Osbourne, shared that she was dazzled when she met Elizabeth Taylor. Yeah, I never met Elizabeth Taylor. I would have thought that would have been a kind of cool thing. Right? Mm-hmm. Who have you been? Met anybody, Jay, that you were bedazzled by? You were overtaken? You thought it was fab that you met this person?
The one person that I met that I don't know if you call it starstruck or not, it was country artist Martina McBride, and it was more of a situation of I don't know about you, Doug, but I have this thing where if I am talking to somebody or if I'm looking at somebody in the eyes that has those extremely blue eyes, my brain just goes like, there is nothing in there. I have one of my best friends has these blue eyes, and there will be times where she's even talking, and I'm like, I missed what you said. I got lost in your eyes.
Yeah.
I think Martina McBride was, her eyes were just so bedazzling that, I lost sense of everything.
Well, looks like Ozzy lost his sense of whatever meeting Paul McCartney. It's kind of a cool story, actually. 27 after the hour now, these are the cool stories for today on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a pet's life, like a human's, needs balance. A little excitement, a lot of love, and an interesting outlet for various emotions. The pet needs variety, too. A new trick or skill every once in a while, just for the sake of knowing something different, and an appreciation of new things and people, just because they are there. When you treat your pet as a family member, you'll start noticing a lot of things you've never saw before. And just as you see your family relationships change and grow over time, so will you see that pet in your life develop and learn. A family is pets plus people, all existing in a symbiotic balance. The more you understand about this relationship, the more you give yourself, the better you can understand your pet. The two of you have lots of love to give to each other. If you never hold back, you will receive more rewards, emotional and psychological, than you can possibly imagine from the dog or cat who shares your life. And when you truly love and trust one another, there are no limits to the happiness. And don't forget, plenty of hugs and kisses for your pet. Your pet's a part of the family. It's not just a family pet anymore, folks. It's part of the family. I'm Warren X.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden making sure to thank the United Auto Workers Union for throwing its support behind his re-election campaign.
I kept my commitment to be the most pro-union president ever. Let me just say I'm honored to have your back and you have mine. That's the deal.
Biden spoke to a crowd of union members after UAW President Sean Fain announced the endorsement. Many union bosses were initially supportive of Trump after his 2016 campaign. Stock in Tesla dropped Wednesday off news. The company fell short of revenue projections for the fourth quarter. Elon Musk's EV company dropped 6% on Wall Street after revenue rose only 1%. Despite this and falling vehicle volume growth, Tesla is reportedly still planning to launch a next-generation EV soon. Musk says he believes there is a sales boom coming for electric vehicles. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
This is Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day listening to my gramps on the radio.
I'm going to go take a long, hot, steamy bath with just enough water to barely cover my perky bosom.
You're only going to sip an inch of water?
Golden Girls. There they are. Appropriate for all ages, perhaps. I don't know. That's a Norman Lear
thing. They were ahead of their time. Yeah, they were even ahead of their time with a lot of their humor. And some of the things that they said, you're kind of like, at that time, they could get that on air. And they did it so beautifully.
Well, you know, Betty White used to be able to get away with lots of stuff because she was Betty White. She was very frisky. And I've known some people that were friends with her. She was quite the lady about to, not that you would suspect it, but she was. She was very frisky. So, anyway,
people remember her as, what was her name on the show? Rose. And she was actually supposed to play Blanche, but she felt like she wanted to do something different because she felt like she was getting typecast a lot as that typical type of character who fit her personality. No, the opposite of the sweet one, like who fit her personality better. So she wanted to play against type, and that's why she went for the extra sweet Rose. And then that almost became so iconic that people felt like that was her. And then she ends up getting typecast that opposite way.
Well, that's what happens habitually. Sometimes people, even in that business, as in most businesses, think about it a little bit. By the way, it's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the 25th of January. Imagine that. We only have about, what, six days? 31 days for January. So next week at this time, it'll be February. Hooray! The habit. Being who you are habitually. There are a lot of people who want to change, and then there are people who don't want to change. Is it true, do you think, that in order to change, let me turn the sentence around. In order to improve yourself, you have to change. Do you think the things that you do every day, for example, some of them are part of a habit? Part of a ritual, part of the things you do every day. Remember the people that have sent us questions you posted last week in a big frame on our social media at Good Day Networks? You asked the people that were listening to the program to ask us anything they wanted to. And so we were talking about our morning habits and things that we do every day, and then that made me think a little bit. See, these questions often are aimed at having me ask you, I'm reflecting, you're reflecting, and the audience is reflecting on what they do every single day. Sometimes people don't want to do the same thing every day in the same way as you. This is what triggered this with what you just said about Betty White. Think about that, right? Associate your habits with something. If you want to change some habit or something about you, and then think that is not good for you. Whatever it is you want to change, just think of it in the sense that it's not very good for me. And then you'll stop doing it, hopefully, and start doing something better in its place. Swearing, for example, right? Eating the wrong foods. I don't know. Come up with any number of things. Exercising the wrong way and not getting the results that you want. So exercise the right way. Look it up. Spend some time. And then start repeating that every day until you don't have to think about the fact that you were doing something else wrong.
That makes sense? That's so fascinating about the human body, that we are all so different that our body doesn't even take nutrition. There's no one size fits all when it comes to exercise. Somebody might do better with cardio, or somebody else does better with weightlifting.
Yeah.
And just even nutrients, down to nutrients and vitamins. Some people their body can't process vitamins, and then they are always low. Like vitamin D, a lot of people are always low, where other people have enough with just the foods they eat, where other people, it's like their body just keeps flushing it out. They have to take additional medications. And
Yep.
It's all so fascinating. And again, we can easily do things wrong, especially when we take the advice of what worked for someone else without thinking, well, I'm different. I can take the advice, but then spin it to what actually works for me.
Doesn't know, our DNA is different, so a lot of things chemically, that's why when you get shots, some people get the shots and they work, and some people get shots and they don't work. Or some people eat some things that agree with them, and some people eat the same thing and it doesn't agree with them. That's kind of what you're focused on. All right, some plain news, some plain news, PLAINPLANE. Russians are trying to figure out what caused a military transport plane to crash near the border with Ukraine. There's a video that's floating around on social media. It was shot from a cell phone. That's pretty sensitive content. The Ukrainians didn't shoot it down, but the Russian military says they did. 74 people were killed. including 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war who were on their way to a planned prisoner swap. You believing that? That's what the Russians said. We were sending the Ukrainians back, and the Ukrainians shot the plane down. I'm not sure that that's what happened. But then,
thinking the Russians sent their own plane down. My goodness.
Yeah. But, I mean, Putin's certainly capable of doing that. And there have been exchanges. But so far this month, I think they have swapped a couple of hundred people on each side. But the Ukrainians, on their part, they did acknowledge that they target these kind of planes because this plane was the same kind of plane that carries missiles that the Russians have shot at Ukraine. Anyway, the war seems to be winding down. There's a lull. This is the second winter for this war. Do you believe it? And they are running out of, because we're not, I think the bill that went through the continuing resolution here in America did not contain any money for Ukraine or for Israel, if I remember reading between the lines. So they're running out of dough, they're running out of, in both sides. Do you believe this? 500,000 people have been killed in this war. 500,000 people have been killed. Basically, this is on Putin.
I don't know what the numbers. You have the military people who don't even want to be there, didn't want to be there in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, and when you think about all of the killing that gets done in the name of the military-industrial complex, the Israeli war hasn't seen that many casualties, but I believe that the number is somewhere over 100,000 on both sides that have been killed there. Now just think about it. Life, as we were talking about our bodies and the significance of our lives, and then, you know, we think that life is so precious, and then it seems so cheap when, you know, you're at the hands of the mercy, if you will, of these groups like Hamas or somebody like Putin. It's ugly. It really is ugly. All right, other plane news. Yesterday in Atlanta, a Delta Airlines 757 lost a nose wheel getting ready to take off. Now, the Boeing company has had a few black eyes, maybe more than a few, with the lack of really good supervision on the 737 line.
Yeah.
I will tell you, I love these idiots who are in the news who are news writers. All these problems Boeing's having. The Boeing 757 is the best, most starred, most successful airplane Boeing ever made. And any pilot that you talk to will tell you that the 757 is like flying a Porsche. It is a fabulous airplane. They don't make them anymore. I understand they were thinking about going back to making a modified version of the 757 because the 737 is such a mess. And that probably would be a smart move on their part if they were to do it. This 757 happened to be 32 years old. I believe it also happened to, used to, when American Airlines, and I'm getting into the weeds a little bit here, but this will help you kind of understand the circumstances. I know a lot of you, when you fly, you don't know one plane from another. You just want to get into a seat and get to where you're going, and I get that. But I find, because maybe it's because I fly so much, and maybe I fly as much as I do because I like to fly, and I also wrap myself around. I know what I'm flying on, and I know the story of the planes, and I know the 757 is a fabulous plane. Now, this plane used to be an American Airlines plane. When they went into COVID, they grounded all of their 757, 767s. So Delta, that has a long career of success with the 757s, they're a good medium-range plane. They took them all, they rehabbed them, put new engines in them, redid the insides of them, so they're as good as new. So it has nothing to do with this, the fact that this particular story that I'm looking at highlights the plane's 32 years old, these planes will last another 15 years because of the way they've been rehabbed and because of the way they were built in the first place. You won't find any 32-year-old Airbuses around, I'll tell you that, because they just are not built to last. But at any rate, nobody was hurt. There are 172 people on board. They were on their way, I think, to Bogota, Colombia, weren't they? Yeah, down to Colombia. But the 757 hasn't been made. They didn't make any new ones for about 20 years. And a lot of the airlines are after them to keep pushing on the 737. Let's go back to making something that's close to the 757, single aisle airplane. All the people, the ignorance in the stories, look at all the stuff, trouble. I mean, this plane has not been a problem. This is an individual incident, and these things are likely to happen not a lot, or not much, or not maybe ever again. Who knows? But this is more, and I'm surprised because Delta, I think, is the best domestic airline by far.
Mm-hmm.
They have a good maintenance department. They're the only airline that's actually run by somebody from the airline business. The president is a former pilot. And so this is something, they apologize to their customers for the inconvenience. And, yeah, it's not cool, but it's not a MAX. And it doesn't have the same, it has a fabulous history. There are thousands of these planes, the 75s, that are still in operation.
Mm-hmm.
Still very safe.
A lot of them are.
About that. All right, now
these are few and far. These stories are few and far in between when you think about it. But it does seem like there have been a lot lately. But also think about how old some of these flights are and how many planes are in the air. I mean, Doug, when you travel, have you noticed that there's an increase in other passengers at the airport?
5,000 planes
other options
in the, at any one point in a day, there are over 5,000 airplanes in the sky over the United States. Think about that and the controlling. When I was flying the other day to Salt Lake, I was talking to this guy looking out the window, and I saw planes going above us and beside us. It's really very interesting to check it out. Anyway, let's make it 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
The paper shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply. the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's Food, Farm, and Family time. You can get the info on the latest that we think is relevant to help you out in your choices and your experiences. We celebrated National Peanut Butter Day yesterday with a history lesson. You can get that going to foodfarmfamily.com. Every day, you can figure out if you didn't catch an episode or you want to know what the latest is or what we're celebrating today. We're celebrating National Fish Taco Day, lightly battered, but you like yum. I actually like fish tacos. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
I do.
So good.
Yeah. Usually in a corn tortilla. Tortilla. I never pronounced that correctly. Tortilla. Okay. So there's usually like cabbages in it. Some kind of a sauce is in it. Something to give it a little bit of spice is in it. So apparently they started making these down in the Baja Peninsula. They're very close to the ocean, so easy to get the fish. And then they opened up taco shops all up and down the Pacific coast. And now you can get them pretty much everywhere, right? Aren't there there's Taco Bells everywhere? Although that's not a good example. That's pretty much garbage. But
and I'm not sure they have fish tacos. Oh, but there is seriously, when any time that there is an opportunity to be at a restaurant that is near the ocean, near water, where you know that is coming in fresh.
Fresh fish. Yeah, right.
Amazing.
Yep, good stuff. So anyway, fish tacos. Taco Bell was started, by the way, on this date in 1964. So there you go. But, they must have fish. They have fish tacos there. All right, let's see what's next on our farm food family routine today. Halion, is that how you pronounce it? H-A-L-E-O-N. Voluntary recall on Robitussin Honey Max. It's an adult cough syrup, right? Nighttime cough syrup.
Mm-hmm.
They
yeah.
apparently have not managed this very well because they're worried about microbial contamination of Robitussin and some of their products, the Honey CF Max Day Adult and Nighttime. This is a product being recalled. And it's you know, for people who have immuno problems, immunocompromised, I believe is the word, this product could result in a life-threatening event. You could have a fungal infection, especially in your lungs. You don't want any problems there. If you have a weakened immune system, you don't want anything to do with this. So maybe, I don't know that they've received any adverse events yet. This is a cautionary or precautionary tale. So word to the wise, you got Robitussin stuff. No matter what it is, I'd be bringing it back to wherever you bought it, at the store, the grocery store, at the drugstore, wherever you got it, bring it back and get your money back. There's no reason to take any chances. Don't go online. Don't call them up. Just bring it back to the store. All right? Period. End of story. That's the most intelligent way to handle that problem. Here's something that was, and this, you know, the headline, In-N-Out Burger closes first location. They didn't close it because they had to. They closed it because of crime in this area of Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, In-N-Out Burger is the most popular burger in California or on the West Coast. And according to my son, they're the best burgers.
And spreading to other areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Moving around the country. The location, which has been open for a couple of decades, is going to close because, I guess, out near the airport, crime has been increased in Oakland. Oakland is becoming a terrible city. It's too bad because it used to be a neat city, a nice city. Burglaries are up 23%. Thefts of cars up 44% from the previous year. Oh, my God. So, anyway, it looks like they're going to relocate this one. They've been around, In-N-Out's been around for 75 years.
And isn't that impressive that they have never once had to close a location?
Had to close, yeah, because they have a good product.
How great they are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. They're all busy. They're profitable, but they're not going to put up with this, and I don't blame them. They've apparently, one of the employees at this In-N-Out told an interviewer that they'd seen armed robberies at the restaurant's parking lot and drugs being sold, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's a private company. They've got 400 locations around the West Coast mostly. And they have, it's interesting. I remember last year, remember we talked about they banned their employees from wearing masks as part of a new guideline that emphasizes the importance of customer service, and the smile is what's important according to them. You can't see it if you're wearing a mask. So, anyway, some news from the In-N-Out folks. I just think that that's disgusting that we have cities like Oakland that is falling apart. Chicago's the same way. Crime everywhere. There's no leadership. Nobody's doing anything about it. Awful. All right, make it 59 past the hour, because that's what it is here on Good Day.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.